Hello, and welcome to Streamglobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Streamglobe Devotional is titled The Message of His Grace. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now I entrust you to God and to the message of His grace. This message is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have just read from the New English Translation. As a little girl, Annabel was repeatedly molested by her aunt's husband. Each time she reported the matter to her aunt would curse her and call her a witch who has been sent to destroy her home. When she couldn't take that hostile environment anymore, she ran away and started living with her friends who were call girls. She was 16 at the time. By the time Annabel was 29, she had committed more than 18 abortions and had done so many other horrible things like joining a cult, blackmailing some of her clients, etc. One morning, she was flipping TV channels when she saw a very popular secular musician preaching the gospel in a church. That caught her attention, and she remained on that channel to see what he had to say. That was the day she heard the true message of the gospel. She heard the testimony of how this notorious musician had accepted the Lord and was now living a life that pleases the Lord. She loved the way he and his wife were in love with one another and with the Lord, and something within her knew they were legit. One of the major points she got from that TV program was that her sins could be forgiven and never used against her in heaven again. She understood the sacrifice of Christ Jesus and how he became the payment for her sin. This was her first step to salvation. The message of grace helps us know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who became poor, so that we through his poverty might become rich. The Lord became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. If a person believes in the Lord Jesus and confesses him as Lord, that person becomes righteous before God and receives the power to remain holy and blameless before God. Go into today remembering that the grace of God is the only reason any human being could ever be saved, because all have sinned. Anyone who boasts of his righteousness and looks down on people because of their sins has not really found grace, but false religion. Pray like this. Heavenly Father, help me walk in your grace and never step out of it. In Jesus' name. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Jude. Jude chapter 1. The audio comes up next. This audio will help you go through the Bible every year. So just by listening to Streamglobe Devotional every day, you would go through the Bible every year.
The Book of Jude.
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share,
I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that the Lord has once for all entrusted to us, his people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority but abandoned their proper dwelling? These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these people speak abusively against whatever they do not understand. And what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals, these are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These people are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind. Autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in an ungodly way and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, "In the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires." These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord. Before all ages, now, and forevermore. Amen.
Please beware of scammers. No one in StreamGlobe will ever call you or send you a WhatsApp message asking for any code or personal information or for money. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. StreamGlobe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 65838.